I remember another time. I remember how I got those scars across my back from friendly fire. Whenever it's muddy and rainy, I freak. The other night, I was lying there in bed, and I woke up in a cold sweat. Had a sweet thing lying next to me. I said, "Did you call battalion? Did you call battalion?" She said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Put it down, put it down, put it down! Get down, get down there! Don't you hear him? Don't you hear him there?" I said, "Don't you hear him?" She said, I'm just going to find my blue jeans and get out of here. Yeah, call battalion! Call it!" She said, "Yes, I'm going to call battalion for you." And she left me sitting there alone in my bed, as I remembered I was just having a hallucination. I was just thinking back to how I went nuts. I was just thinking back to when the name on my uniform said Grease Manelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Crying Tree, 1967. I never told you this before, but most of my men in my unit eventually went nuts. Most of us spent time in a rehab hospital. I tell you, even when they weren't around us, they were around us. I remember one time Wozniak was walking along. I said, "Wozniak, don't go through that gate!" Corbin! Corbin! My God, it was a bouncing Betty, and there was Wozniak lying there. Oh, God, shut up, Wozniak! Morphine! It was horrible. It was horrible. Everything was booby-trapped. Punji sticks. One by one, all the men started taking it. Nobody would go on point. I practically had to slam men with rifle butts to get them on point. It was horrible. It was horrible. I remember I was talking to Fibish one day. For no reason, in the middle of a firefight, he jumps up and starts screaming there.
Habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga.
Get down for crying out loud! Shoot! You idiot! You idiot! Shut up! He gave away our position in the middle of it. It was awful. Watch out, Robinson!
Oh, my God.
Corbin! Corbin! Oh, my God. It all came to a head one day when I stepped on a mine. You see, we were all so tuned into it. We'd all seen so many of our friends dusted off that we were really watching for wires and pits, punji sticks, bouncing Bettys. Well, there was one of them that was activated when you lifted your foot off it. When you stepped on it, that activated the trigger. And when you lifted your foot off, it blew up. We were walking along so quiet, practically not even breathing, when I heard that telltale. And I knew right then and there I'd stepped on a mine. I took out my bayonet, and very gently I prodded the earth around me, and I felt clunk, clunk. I said, "Men, nobody move! I am on a mine!" All the men just looked at me with fear in their eyes. They said, "What are you going to do?" I said, "There's nothing I can do. I'm going to stand on this mine until all you guys get clear, and then I'm checking out. I'm going to bend down as low to it as I can, and I'm checking out. I ain't going out half a man. I'm going out all in one big flying mass of linguine. Everybody, back off!" Well, the guy said, "Sarge, we just can't leave you." I said, "Back off! That's an order! Move out!" And I just stood there frozen. There was nothing they could do. They couldn't disarm it with me standing on it. All the men feeling the way with their bayonets so they wouldn't make the same mistake. Cleared the area. Kalachecki stopped and put a last camel between my lips. The padre said, "Domini Dominguez, Anya de Pele." I said, "Get out of here, padre. Just get out of here, will you?" And I was left alone. Suddenly I felt so free. Standing there on that mine, knowing full well that I'd be in the promised land, I started to almost smell the childhood aromas of my youth. The skunjil cooking on the stove. Must have stood there for an hour. Smoked all the butts I had. Said what little prayers I could muster. I was just getting ready to bend down and roll off that mine and take what I had coming to me. When a straggler from another unit came walking through. Apparently he'd got separated during the firefight, and he saw me standing there, and he walked over to me. I said, "Soldier?" He said, "Sergeant?" I said, "What the hell you doing wandering around out here?" And he said,
"I'm going to chill out and struggle.
Uh-huh.
Do this and do a little of that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to look at this and look at that.
Uh-huh.
You know, play some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, and get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do."
I said, "Tell you what, well, as long as you got time on your hands, how'd you like to have a little barbecue with me? You like snake?" He nodded. That was one of the delicacies we had. You get a snake, you put it on a spit, you cook it up. I know it sounds terrible, but a snake, especially them big fat ones as big as your arm like we had in Nam, it was like eating chicken. He said, "Yeah, I love snake." I said, "Well, I got one right over this hole here. Now, what I want you to do for me is real careful. He can't bite through your boot. Don't worry. See where my boot is? Just slide your foot over to where my foot is. Real gentle now, real gentle. Easy." So I kind of ease it. Easy. I said, "Now, I'm going to go. Get my men. They got all the supplies and the charcoal." I said, "Ease. All right, now you stand right there. Stay there." He said, "Okay." I said, "I'll be right back. Don't you move, all right?" He said, "Okay." I took off and I went running through the woods. I went running till I caught up with my unit. I said, "Hi, guys." They all turned around. They said, "Sarge! Sarge, I can't believe it! It's a miracle! My God, it's a miracle!" I said, "Yeah, they couldn't believe it there." When suddenly in the distance, they said, "My God! That's incredible! How'd you do that?" I said, "Well, let's just say it was a little bit of that old black magic." I don't mean nothing. Come on! I don't mean nothing.